Chapter 5, Sunlight and Midnight. The wolf had yellow eyes and sharp teeth. Teddy snarled and barked. Annie rushed forward to grab the little dog. Suddenly, the wolf stood up on its hind legs.
"Yikes!" said Annie.
She leaped back. Then she and Jack started to laugh. The fierce wolf was Black Hawk, wearing a wolf's hide. His head came out through a slit near the wolf's neck. He gave Jack and Annie a little smile.
"That's a great wolf suit," said Annie.
"Why do you wear that?" asked Jack.
"The wolf is the most powerful hunter of the buffalo," said Black Hawk. "When I wear his skin, I feel his strength."
"Wow," said Annie.
Black Hawk looked at his grandmother.
"May I show them the buffalo now?" he said.
"Only show," said grandmother. "Do not hunt. We have enough meat today." She looked back at Jack and Annie.
"Lakota never take more buffalo than we need," she said.
"That's good," said Annie.
Black Hawk handed his wolf skin to grandmother. Then he ran to the grazing ponies. He climbed on his. Then he herded two ponies, one black and one yellow, over to Jack and Annie.
"Hi, Midnight. Hi, Sunlight," said Annie,
naming the ponies. She patted their noses.
"Annie," whispered Jack, "how are we going to ride without saddles or reins?"
"Just hold on to their manes," she said, "and grip with your legs. Watch."
Annie threw her arms around Midnight's neck. She slung her leg over the pony's back and pulled herself up.
"I'll carry Teddy in the bag," Annie said.
Jack picked up Teddy and slipped him inside the leather bag. He handed it to Annie, who hung it over her shoulder. Teddy's head peeked out of the bag.
"Arf,"
he barked.
"Giddy up, Midnight," said Annie.
The pony started to walk away.
"Wait," said Jack.
He turned to Black Hawk. He had just a few questions. Black Hawk let out a wild whoop and took off too. Jack took a deep breath. He threw his arms around Sunlight's neck. Then he slung his leg over the pony's back. The pony started to move.
"Wait, wait," said Jack.
He hopped on one foot, trying to keep up. The pony stopped. Slowly, Jack pulled himself onto Sunlight's back. He gripped the pony's mane. Then he carefully reached up and pushed his glasses into place. He looked over his shoulder. Grandmother was watching. She nodded at him.
"Lakota people admire those who do not show fear," Jack remembered.
He liked Grandmother. He wanted her to admire him. He let out a wild whoop, and Sunlight took off like the wind. The whoop made Jack feel braver. He held tightly to Sunlight's mane. They caught up with Black Hawk and Annie, and together they all rode through the tall grass. Shadows of clouds swept over the plains. They looked like giant dark birds spreading their wings. Black Hawk's pony stopped at the top of a grassy slope. Sunlight and Midnight halted right behind him. Jack couldn't believe his eyes. Before them were thousands and thousands of grazing buffalo.